Rockantenne. Heimatklänge.
Jetzt mit einer Band, deren Zuhause nicht so ganz definierbar ist. Little Teeth, ansässig in München. Allerdings haben wir auch zwei Amerikaner dabei aus. Where are you from, Corey?
I'm from Colorado in America.
And Jason, where are you from?
I'm from Chicago.
Okay, so where's Colorado and Chicago's both on the east side, right?
They're kind of right in the middle, actually.
Oh, is it? Sorry, I'm so bad at this.
I'm so bad at geography, too. They're about 15 hours apart, though.
Okay, well, that's quite a distance. Okay. Aber gefunden haben sie sich in München.
Yeah.
And how did you meet?
Years before, my old band and Jason's old band would tour around in America together. Jason took a job over here doing design work for some company, and I thought I'd never see him again. And then I was on tour over here with my old band and fell in love with a woman. We got married, and I moved over here and ended up being in the same town as Jason. So we started jamming kind of as like a little Stammtisch just to hang out and drink beers and almost complain about how hard it is to be in a foreign country. And the song started coming out, and we knew Max through concerts, and we found Bastian on the internet, and it just all clicked in really easy.
Bastian
ja.
Ist auch da. Du bist der Drummer, richtig?
Genau.
Wie lange bist du schon im Business unterwegs?
Oh, ich spiele schon ewig Schlagzeug. Also ich habe total früh angefangen und habe eigentlich die erste Show mit 11 schon gespielt und das Ganze wurde so ein bisschen professioneller. Da war ich so Anfang, Mitte 20, wir hatten dann ein Label, auch aus der Region, also aus Weilheim war das, Consolidate Records, haben relativ viel in München gespielt und haben 3 Platten veröffentlicht, waren auf Tour unterwegs und genau. Also ich sag mal semi-professionell so seit 15 Jahren.
It's a funny interview for every listener right now. It's going to be a switching between languages, so I hope everybody can follow. I do have a little critique, because when I Googled you, Little Teeth, obviously there's already a band called Little Teeth from somewhere. I didn't even really get into it. So finding you means, if I wanted to find you, it means I'd have to Google Little Teeth Band Munich.
Yeah, well, we are... They're now our mortal enemies. we didn't even know that they existed ourselves until we tried to put a song on Spotify and it kept coming up.
Yeah.
Apparently that band's been broke up for like 10 years, but they're still in the way.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, they're our sworn enemies at this point.
Sworn enemies. So, but you want to keep the name. It's set now.
Yeah, it's set, I think.
Yeah. Why that name?
I don't know. I just kind of liked it. Some names just come to you and you stick with them, I guess. So, but yeah, now we're so far into it. I mean, we have so much money invested in t-shirts and stickers and a record and all sorts of stuff that other band. I mean, I'm about ready to get really petty and get online and buy the name, you know, to where it's like,
we are
Little Teeth and you got, you know, so... We'll eventually win this fight, but until then, I don't think they're going to be that much of a threat.
No.
Yeah.
They sound totally different, too.
Little squirrely.
Like, yeah. It's like, well, okay. But I didn't know they were broken up for 10 years. So if you hear that, Little Teeth, the other band from wherever you're from, please just delete your band camp. That would be very nice.
Yeah.
Well, because we found you. Basically, at the Free and Easy Festival, where you supported Marky Ramone, which is kind of awesome in itself. I bet it was for you, too.
Yeah.
And how did that gig come together?
I have no idea. Like, we got offered to play Free and Easy, and every show that they offered just didn't really work out, like, with a schedule conflict. And eventually they're like, well, would you like to open for Marky Ramone? And it's like, oh, yeah, of course we would. So it ended up being really good for us. So.
I mean, it's not obviously the same music. Marky Ramone is a typical Ramones punk rock, obviously. But seeing you, it was like, is it dumb to say that you kind of sound like Gaslight Anthem?
Yeah.
Is it?
I don't mind. Yeah, no, thank you.
Yeah, it's a good thing because I love Gaslight Anthem, and I love your lyrics and the melody, and Bender, the song we're going to listen to later, is just like, it's super catchy. Who comes up with the hooks and the melodies and stuff?
That's me. Yeah.
And you?
Yeah, I do. I write the lyrics. The rest of the band writes all the music together, and then I try to turn them into whatever they come out as, I guess. So, yeah. It's a little bit of I have a very worthless degree in poetry, and I also have a very worthless love of bad pop music. So I think it's a mix.
Well, what's the bad pop music that you're into?
I really, really love Taylor Swift. Rihanna, stuff like that. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I love rock and roll, but I do have a lot of guilty pleasures, so.
And when is the release date of the new album? You've already mentioned it. Like, there's an album in the making.
Yeah. we actually finally just found out.
Yeah.
The official release date is it's going to be available through Gunna Records and mm-hmm. on all the internet sites. And the official release date is Friday, September 27th.
It's so close.
I know.
How long has it been in the making?
How we recorded it in February. We were done with all of the songs around Christmas, so I'm really excited to get the record out and start writing new songs.
Yeah,
it's been at that point it'll be about 10 months of it being in the making, so.
How did the album come together? Like, where did you record it, and who was with you and stuff?
It was really cool how we did it. There's an awesome studio here in Munich called The Engine, and they have a program called The School of Rec. And so what they did is Jacob Brown, he runs it, and he taught us how to run all the control boards ourselves. So we recorded it ourselves. And then The Engine did all the mixing and mastering and all of the post-production work and really made it come together. But we did most of it ourselves, just the four of us.
And it's going to be your first album.
Yeah.
So when did you sign the record deal?
As soon as we started the band.
Yeah?
Yeah. Me and Jason, both our older bands were both on Gunna Records, so mm-hmm. we have a long-standing history with him, and once we had a couple songs demoed out, we kind of started talking to Gunnar, and he immediately just told us to give him the record as soon as possible, and he would put it out, so.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Is there, since you were talking about older bands and other bands and stuff, are you guys all just in Little Teeth, or is there other side projects as well?
I play in two other projects here in Munich. Max, our bassist, plays in a band called Captain Asshole.
nice name.
Jason, he's got Little Teeth, and then Jason S. Thompson, he plays a lot of solo music mm-hmm. under that name. And then me and my wife have an acoustic project that we gig around with.
Awesome.
And then I play in her band called Dollars for Dead Beats also, and then Bastian, what was the name of your old band?
It was Bad Drugs, so a punk mm-hmm. band from Schweinfurt City.
Schweinfurt City.
Yeah. So, but this band is not busy at the moment, so I just play Little Teeth and it's cool.
So Little Teeth is hopefully going to be your future breakthrough band. Is that what you're hoping?
Always, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but in the meantime, I mean, at least now we get free beer when we play, so it's going all right for now.
The first record is going to be out in September, the 27th, what she said, right? On yep. Friday. How many songs are going to be on the record?
11.
Yep. And it was in the making for almost a year now. Are you going to tour with it?
Yeah, that's our plan. So when the record comes out on September 27th, we start a tour in Göttingen. And uh-huh. we tour back. We have Volksclub here in Munich.
It's a great club, yeah.
On October 5th is our hometown record release show. Mm-hmm. And then we take off to, shortly after that, we're all going to America to play a big festival in Florida. Mm-hmm. And then starting probably around January, I think we're going to plan to do a lot more touring through the UK and the rest of the EU. So next year should be pretty busy for us with that. Yeah.
Have you played with the Little Teeth and outside of Munich before?
Yeah, we've done a couple shows in Leipzig and Saarbrücken. We played Belgium last year. We played some shows in Switzerland. We've been hitting it pretty hard this year, trying to get the name out as much as possible. So I'm excited to have the record and be able to reach a little further now. It's been really difficult booking until now because everybody's like, well, where's the record? I need the record, you know?
That's so, what I figured, yeah.
So now we should be out and about a little more often. So now comes the stress of having to buy a van and all the other bullshit that comes with it, but it's good.
You don't have a van yet?
No, it's been very expensive. We've been having to rent shit every show and stuff like that. So
how are you traveling?
We end up like taking the train to the airport and renting a cheap van there. It's been a pain in the ass.
The van. So the van is the next project after the record release?
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. We need a van. Maybe we'll have to do like one of those car washes or something. You know?
Let me know when it's happening.
Okay, I will.
I want to be there. Car wash with Little Teeth. You obviously have a Facebook page too, where I saw that, what, a signature guitar is in the making, or at least a guitar with your name on it? How did that, like, wow.
For our, we're going to launch the pre-sale of the album upcoming. And so Jason hand-built a custom Little Teeth guitar to go with it as some sort of incentive. So it's really cool, though. He did an awesome job.
It is really cool.
Yeah.
So you can, the one who pays most for the record is going
to
have it?
Whoever wants to be the super fan, you know?
And whoever donates the most at the car wash, I see.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Bender is the song that we're going to play now, and it's a very personal song. Can you tell us more about it?
It was a little over a year ago. One of my best friends back home in Colorado, and when I first started writing songs that I was taking in more of a punk rock direction, he and me sat down and we recorded a bunch of two of the songs that Little Teeth has since reimagined and made our songs. But he's my best friend back home in Colorado, and he ended up committing suicide last year. And so Bender's just about all the things I kind of wish I could have said to him before, when he thought he was all alone, you know?
Mm. So. What I really love about this song is that even though it deals with such a hard topic, it's like a very uplifting, it actually puts you in a good mood. So even though the lyrics are very hard, or not very hard, but just beautiful, but the song is very uplifting. Is that something you achieve as a band in general? Like, or do you actually have some real hardcore ballads on the album as well? Like super heart-wrenching emotional stuff?
It's all a pretty upbeat record. Even if the lyrics get a little down, we really wanted to make sure that to put something out that isn't super sad or a bummer, you know? So,
what are the future goals for Little Teeth? The van?
And then hopefully quit our jobs. I've been trying to play music professionally for about 12 years now, and so I would love to make this be the only thing we do, but there's so many bands out there trying to do the same thing, so we're thankful for what we get and anything that happens. But that would be kind of the end goal, is to be able to be a band and quit my shitty carpenter job. And
Okay, well, thank you so much. Thank you so much for being here.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for the great music. I'm very looking forward to the album.
Thank you so much for having us. It's been a pleasure.
And we hope to see you, or we're going to see you on October 5th at your homecoming show. record release show. We never talked about the title of the album, so I just remembered. What's the title of the album going to be?
It's called Redefining Home.
Redefining Home.
Yeah, it's kind of just the story of moving across an ocean and reimagining the home that I thought I had in America and redefining it here in Germany.
So beautiful. So. Okay. Thank you so much. I'll see you. Bye-bye.
Wir hoffen, diese Folge hat euch gefallen. Wenn ihr mehr von den Bands von daheim hören wollt, dann abonniert einfach unseren Podcast. Rockantenne Heimatklänge. Damit seid ihr immer bestens informiert über die Bands aus eurer Nachbarschaft. Wir freuen uns natürlich auch über eure Meinung. Schreibt uns immer gerne eine Bewertung. Das komplette Rockantenne-Podcast-Universum findet ihr auf einen Klick auf rockantenne.de/podcasts. Wir sagen Danke und bis zum nächsten Mal bei Rockantenne Heimatklänge.